Welcome back to Morning Mayhem.
I want your blood. I want your soul.
Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
And I want them both right now.
Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
I'm your Huckleberry.
Here is David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
All right, Lunger, let's do it.
All right, it is 9:06 on this Monday, June 15th. We're here at the Summerwood Sports Complex in Bryant for the annual Big Miller Summerwood Sports Basketball Team Camp. We've got two games going on right now. Roger, got Maumelle and Bryant, who is the defending, is it 6A? 6A state champion? Yeah, 6A state champions. And over here we have Bologna, and who's the team in the black, Roger, figured out?
Lamar,
okay, so... you'll have basketball going on all day until 8 o'clock tonight, today and tomorrow.
Yep.
There'll be some college coaches here. I think they said mostly Division II, right?
Yeah, they got junior varsity Wednesday and Thursday.
If you also missed it earlier, we had Coach Dexter Hendricks, who is the head basketball coach for Benton, and he had a player, Anthony Spratt Jr., who is a top 20 recruit in the class of 2028. He's already had offers from Coach Cal at Arkansas, Georgia Tech, Fresno State, Auburn, UAPB, and others. So some good talent here in Saline County. A guy that should have an office here, yeah. Roger, that should have the Pat Bradley office here at Summerwood Sports is on the Hodges Glass, Little Rock Glass Hotline. Can we welcome him in officially there, Christian?
He's the all-time leader in three-pointers made in Arkansas. He once did a draft workout with the Boston Celtics. And now he works at the SEC Network. He's, of course, Pat Bradley. He's brought to you by Cabot Outdoors, selling, servicing, and providing a wide range of lawn and yard equipment. Your Hustler Zero turn mower and steel equipment dealer. Go to CabotOutdoors.com. And Bath Fitter, your local expert in custom bath and shower solutions. Whether you're looking to upgrade your bathtub, install a new shower, or make your bathroom more accessible, they're here to help. Go to BathFitter.com. Now, let's get to the shooter.
Good. Oh, wow, what a shot. Good morning, PB.
Good morning. I already got my wallpaper picked out for the office.
Hey, and this is, you've been out here, man. This is sweet. They've got three buildings. The building we are in is building number three. It's got two courts. The other ones each have one court that can be used for basketball, volleyball, birthday parties, you name it, anything you want to do. But you've been out here, Pat, just really top-notch facilities. Really looks cool on the outside, too. I mean, it looks like something out of Vegas or Dallas or somewhere, Atlanta, something like that.
Oh, it's an incredible facility. Last time I was there, we were working out with Terrion Burgess, who's at Little Rock now. And hopefully he stays with Coach Travis Ford. He's an incredible talent. Coach Hendricks, obviously, he's got some talent. He knows how to identify it. He knows how to develop it. He knows how to culture it. And they're doing a fantastic job. So I'm excited to get back out there. As a matter of fact, I'll be back next week. They're finally putting in the old ivory. And hopefully this will be for good. So I'll be back. Here's a little...
You should have a
warning.
Don't you agree, Roger? There should be a satellite office here. They should be able to come with him. Excuse me, I'm looking for Pat Bradley's office. Be right there next to David Hendricks Jr. or Senior, either one.
At the very least, you should have some frequent fire mileage, or your dentist should validate your parking.
The one kid that we talked to today, Anthony Spratt Jr., class of 2028, four-star recruit right now, ranked 19th in the country for the class of 2028, ranked number four shooting guard in the class of 2028 in the country, 6'6", two-time All-State players, a freshman and sophomore, scored over 1,000 points already in his high school career, started as a freshman on the first-ever Benton, state basketball championship, and has had college offers from Coach Cal, Georgia Tech, Auburn, Fresno State, UAPB, and again, he's a youngster. There'll be a lot more of that to come. Are you familiar with him at all? Just too young.
Just through the name. I didn't get a chance to watch him. Hopefully, maybe when I come back to summer, well, next week or the next couple months, get a chance to see him. But just, Bryant and Benton, Saline County has been.
Yeah, how about that?
Over the last, I would say I started doing a lot of work in Tony County about maybe 15 years ago with some of the athletics and Coach Callie. You remember Coach Callie, the football coach there, and his family? And they've been able to build up, I think, over the last, well, we know the not only the growth of the schools, but I think the communities and then what the youth programs, and then what follows is the high school program. And you see the results. I mean, they're really some of the best in the state, right? I mean, when we look at what's going on in Benton, Bryant, and some of the other surrounding areas. And it's been fun to watch because what it was 20 years ago, when I first moved back in 2004, I actually lived in Bryant.
Is that right? I didn't know that.
So I had an apartment out of Hurricane Creek.
Gotcha.
So, and to see, and it's just so beautiful. I mean, it's one of those areas that, as you guys know, and Scat Daddy's been there playing Blaine Gardner for a while there, and it's just so beautiful that had no place. They're still growing,
well,
I suppose.
That's right. It's a nice little bedroom
about
community.
About a month ago playing golf, I was in Creek, actually.
Oh, wow. Thanks for hauling
it. You think about it. You know, you've got Bryant went back-to-back state championships.
Too.
Yeah.
Let me just say this. I didn't realize this. So I was, I don't know if you guys remember, I was back in town like a month and a half ago or whatever. And I went to downtown Benton. And I was floored. I don't know if you guys have ever been. The rest, I got to eat on a couple of nights. Where we went to an Asian restaurant there. We went shopping.
I live there, so yeah, I go there. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, Kate Moore's got, you know, Justin's wife's got two stores there, you know.
My wife
SoCo.
She spends at least a week downtown.
You know, I was thinking too, but you're right. You think about it. Bryant has won two state championships in basketball back to back. And then, you know, obviously Benton has been to two. Won one of the two in 2025. And before that, Roger, if you had to go back and name who were the greatest basketball players out of Saline County going back 25 or 30 years?
Yeah.
Would you go Allie Freeman?
Well,
it was Allie? No, not Allie. It was not Allie Freeman. It was
Cuts.
Cuts. Willie Cuts.
Willie Cuts.
That's
Willie
the
Cuts.
Only name that I recall.
And it was basketball. You know, now Doug Hendricks.
Won a state championship, right?
Well, he didn't. I think he played in one. But David Hendricks, the senior, won the state championship in Benton football back in, I want to say, 76,
yeah,
maybe?
Late 70s.
And then his son won his state title in high school basketball. And Doug tried. Doug was on a basketball team. But it was all baseball for the longest
was big.
Time.
Yeah.
I mean, we heard about Willie Cutts. We heard about Benton back in the day. And Benton was bigger than Bryant at the time.
And sure was.
It's
amazing that now Bryant's a bigger classification. So, Pat, another thing they've got going on, they've got a referees camp. And they got one of the high school coaches. I think he's a high school coach, but he's also helping out with, you know, helping these referees learn.
Yeah.
Last year we had a Payne Harding, Rush Harding's son, who was obviously at Cash. He was in this basketball camp as a referee learning, and all these guys are learning, Pat, which is, I love it, man. This is how you get better. You show up and call games and let high school guys get after you.
And they want to be, Pat, now listen, now we know about, you know, as far as referees go, when we hear, I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, I was just going to say, I get a good friend, Cole Hendrickson, who played locally high school that wants to get into that. But we do have Doug Shiles, Don Daly, we have a lot of SEC basketball referees.
You bet. Nobody likes them.
We should have Donnie on here.
Don Daly will be here on the show. He was here with us last year, and we've already gotten some hate from Russellville, even though that's where he's from. And you're right. High profile guys in the league. You're hearing games behind us, so just bear with us. But Pat, what did you think of the Knicks? They got it done. Brunson, what a story, 45 in the championship game, and 53 years, finally, the title comes back to New York.
Yeah, it was a special year. It was New York, the Knicks team, they were a fun team to watch because it was, although Jalen Brunson's MVP, the way they played together, the chemistry was a fun game to watch. And, you know, I go a little bit back. I played against Brunson's father in high school.
Wow. I didn't know that.
He He grew up, he's from New York originally, but he moved to Salem. You guys remember Salem witches and the witch trials and everything?
Yeah.
So his father ended up moving to Salem, Massachusetts, and he played for Salem High School. I was in the eighth grade and I played varsity summer league. So we played in the same league together. And Rick Brunson, he played in the NBA, played at Temple, but he was similar. Lefty, strong, good body control. His father could score, could shoot, but he was more of a traditional point guard, where Jalen is obviously a score and assist man. But I know his father. So it was pretty cool to see Rick Brunson 2.0 and Jalen Brunson, because they look alike. I mean, they're
so.
So it's kind of cool to see that.
I don't remember. Basketball is not my game that I follow closely, but I saw the story that it's the first time you've ever had three players that played together, win a college national championship, also played together, win an NBA championship, which is really a remarkable stat. I just don't remember that Villanova team. Was Brunson the star of that Villanova national championship team?
He was exactly the same as what he is with this Knicks team. He was the best player. He was the leader. But he wasn't, he's got a funny game. It's not like LeBron, where he's going to just, a freight train just bowl over you. Or, Jokic, where Jokic is sort of like, this 7-foot dude that you can't keep your eyes off of. Or even Steph Curry, where Steph Curry is just electric. You just can't keep your eyes off Steph Curry. Brunson's more of a methodical grinder. And he just beats you up over 48 minutes, literally beats you up over 48 minutes. And that's how those Villanova teams were. They methodically, they all moved together, and it was just a beautiful, everybody knew when to cut. Everybody knew when to pass. Everybody
knew great teamwork. It's teamwork, man. Teamwork.
And but the great thing about Brunson is, although he's the most skilled, he also understands how to know when to let other guys step up and do their thing, So it's a really an incredible. It was a fun deal. Now, I hate New York.
I know you do.
But it was. If there's a New York Knicks team to win it, that's definitely a good one to root for.
So I was gonna ask, is Acuff, would you compare, they say the same thing about Acuff Jr., that he was undersized. They say Brunson is an undersized point guard. Is it the same kind of deal? Is Acuff the kind of scorer that Brunson is, or is it two different things?
It's similar, definitely the strength, the body. The one thing that Brunson has, and, Acuff should be watching him. That's a good actual comparison, because there's nobody in the world that is as good as Brunson. Change of speed, change of direction, understanding when to make contact to create space. All those little things are what separates guys like Brunson to, somebody who is averaging 8 points in the NBA versus 28 points. Or even 18 right. to 28. So, but I think the other thing too, Brunson, he's got an incredible will. I mean, I think that's the other thing that we forget. There's, like I said, I go back to kind of knowing a little bit about his father and knowing how he conducted himself in high school and watching him throughout college. And there's just, there's a little bit of an edge. You can't be the finals MVP at 6'2" without having.
No, you can tell. Yeah, his personality. Yeah, you can tell. Yeah, you can tell he's got an edge to him.
He's no nonsense.
By the way, if you.
Yeah, he's no nonsense.
Yeah.
Like,
you bet.
Like, the story about Joe Johnson, and I love this story, and you guys know Joe Johnson, but the thing that separated Joe was Joe lived in the gym. He would go home or go back to his dorm. He didn't screw around. Joe, he played, video games and It wasn't like it was. He wasn't drinking. He wasn't doing anything. It was basketball. It was. He wasn't in the gym. He'd be just in his room sleeping and playing video games. I mean, these guys are serious. Serious. They take it serious. There's no distraction, and that's why Joe Johnson still today could play in the NBA, and he's still, you know, in my estimation, most talented guy that I ever played against. But that's
Pat,
Jalen Brunson.
Pat. Real quick, I wanted to do two things. I want to thank again our sponsors for Pat Bradley, Cabot Outdoors and Bath Fitter.
Thank you both.
Thank them both for sponsoring Pat each week. Of course, you know, Bath Fitter will make sure and put you in an amazing shower tub.
Yeah.
And Cabot will give you
everything. You don't believe it, come look at mine.
That's right. And Cabot Outdoors will give you everything you need to do to take care of your yard. Pat, we're joined now by Don Daly, who is a well-known referee from Russellville. Say something, Don.
What's up, Pat? What's up, buddy?
He is 100% correct on video replay. I've never seen any referee be 100% video replay correct. Don Daly.
Hey, Pat, that's what happens now when you get old. You get the second look at it. You know, it's pretty easy when we get multiple looks.
You didn't used to have that, right? When you started, did you have that?
Yeah,
you didn't?
No, we didn't have that. You know, now we got a crutch over there. The good thing is you walk over to the video and you got Pat over there, and he's already giving me the answer before I get there, shaking it off.
For those that don't know, so Don, we talked to you last year. You're a Russellville guy, born and raised in Russellville.
Absolutely.
You've been just looking at notes here. You've been selected. You've been in the NCAA tournament for, what, 15 plus years?
18 years.
Yes,
sir.
You've done that. So it's funny. Yeah. We had you on last year, and we didn't get the message. We have a text line. We've already got some hate from you today.
Oh, great.
We hate Don Daly. Yeah, we hate him.
You're doing your job.
Doing my job, baby.
Right.
Doing my job.
I don't know if you or Doug Shouse gets the most hate between the two.
Well, I'd like to say Doug does, but he's my buddy. So
Doug's been in a little bit longer than you, right?
He has.
Yeah.
He has.
So this is Pat, this is also in addition to being a basketball camp for the kids to be seen by coaches. This is a referee camp as well, right, Don?
Yeah, it's called Perspective. And we're trying to train young officials, high school, some small college guys, on the ins and outs of officiating, not just in between the court lines and teaching them how to call fouls, no fouls, how to play on, but actually how to take care of the referee business. I mean, when it comes to travel, where it comes to stay, how to be a good partner, how to communicate with coaches. Just things like that, and we've got people from Louisiana, Texas, Arkansas, Missouri. We're growing. We're trying to make officiating better in the state of Arkansas. That's what we're trying to do.
I see a message from some of our text lines.
I'll say this, Don. When I finished playing, I was moved back to Boston, and I was, you know, doing a little substitute teaching, and my father was a referee, and so I picked up some games. And I never just put it like most of my games ended up in fisticuffs or a player throwing a basketball at my head.
Hey, I understand that. Scotty
so
Thurman.
Anybody who wants a perspective of try being a referee and official, and you'll instantly get some kind of perspective.
Was it Scotty that was at Parkview? Who was
it?
Scotty Thurman was at Parkview.
Yeah.
So I went to watch a game to help some referees, and at Parkview they have a loft above the court. And so at the end of the game, we're walking off, and I'm walking off with the officials, and here comes a hot ball, about 88 miles an hour fastball from the top of this deal going, leave and never come back.
Wow.
After that, Scotty and I became pretty good friends. Wow. We had a good visit after that. But it just shows you, you know, like you said, it can end in good, it can end in bad. So,
I'm not proud of it, but, you know, I had coaches who, they had their, you know, the not the chalkboard, but the thing you write on the sidelines. I mean, they cracked it over an official's head. I mean,
All right, let's ask Don this. Don, who is the not being negative, but who is the probably from a reactionary standpoint, the coach or coaches that you've dealt with, maybe not still coaching, but maybe in the past, it's a boy, you know, this guy brings the heat, you know, every game.
This is pretty easy on this. and he's not coaching now, Bruce Pearl.
Yeah.
Bruce was a man's man. He's such a great guy, but he was so fiery on the sideline, and he's a big guy. And Bruce was one that, you know, I mean, coaches aren't really supposed to touch us, you know, when we're live action and stuff. Well, Bruce would grab a hold of you, you know, and he'd get a hold of you and bump and, you know, but wasn't doing it in a mean way type thing, but he wanted to make sure you had your attention, and he wanted you to look at him. Well, crap, you can't look at him and referee the game while it's going on. But he was one that, for young guys, it was hard to learn. But you could go at him man-to-man with that. That's what we like about coaches. If you can go at them and talk and you get it knocked out and then you move on to the next play, then the game stays smooth. It's the ones that just a constant nag. And then you.
Well, Don, we hear from a Hall of Famer, Walt Coleman, and some of the things that he's told us about on the sideline, that the coach is there working. Not just, I mean, at the, you know, pre-game work, him talk about your family, do all that sort of thing. Same thing happened with you guys?
100%.
Is that right?
100%.
Give me some of the guys. What do they come up to you and talk to you about?
A lot of times, they got all assistant coaches nowadays. Yeah. There's four or five assistants. Well, they know where you are the night before, probably where you're going the day of. So they'll come up and talk to you. Hey, I saw you at South, at Musselman, at South, wherever. California or whatever. They saw you at Auburn the night before. Well, why didn't you tee that coach up? But you're quick to give Coach Cal a tee, or you're quick to do, you know, I mean, so they work you that way.
Okay.
But then usually in November and December, they always want to talk about the family and how things are going and Christmas and do.
Sure.
You know, I mean, they're
soft start. That's a soft start.
It's a soft push, and then here comes the heat, basically.
If you, I had a front row seat
to one of the great, I mean, it was like the Hatfield and McCoys with Nolan Richardson versus the referees.
Yes.
And as a matter of fact, in his Hall of Fame speech, he referenced Bob Delaney, who I love Bob, and he's a great. If you guys don't know Bob Delaney, look Google.
Bob Delaney is one of the masters of communication and officiating. Yeah. Master.
One of the great officiators. So, Coach Richardson, you know, we were 40 minutes of hell. And you remember John Clockerty?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And so Coach Richardson and Baz and Roger, John Clockerty is an older guy. Don Daly's in great shape. Clockerty, you know, this is in the mid-90s. Coach Richardson would be berating him. You're too old. Fat and out of shape to stay up
without
the hell.
That's funny.
You can't see that call and run back with us, you old 30. Something to behold.
But you know, Pat, what I love about all these coaches, even from legends like Coach Richardson and these guys, they're so harsh sometimes on the sideline, and people that sit around and they hear these coaches go with us. And they're like, man, you allow them to say that and to talk like. Most of the time, it's all part of the game and within the game. It's the game within the game.
So,
as a referee, as you get to this level that we're at, you can't take it personal. You know, you can. Now, sometimes they cross the line, and they know when they do, and they get a penalty, and we move on. But what's so great is, like this summer, if any of them walked in, they'd shake hands, hug you. I mean, you can still be friends and be professional and have respect for each other.
Yeah, turn it on, turn it off.
But when the game's on, it's on. It's on.
You brought up Bruce Pearl, so I'm going to tell you this quick Bruce Pearl story. I don't know how long you'll be with the guys, but so I got a call from the league office when I was commentating the game. And so every time I go to a shoot-around with these coaches, all they do is show me video of how the officiating is going against them. Every coach has a two-minute video that they send to the office, the league office, about how the officiating is that. So Bruce Pearl is hammering me all shoot-around. This particular player, watch how he boxes out. Watch how he boxes out. This is really this is. So during the game, I go, I was talking to the coach, and he says, they should be calling this foul, and they're not. Game's over, and I got a call from the league office to say, do not let Coach Pearl play you like that. He is trying to manipulate the calls from the officials. So it's not just you guys. It's, Coach Pearl is a mastermind in trying to get everybody to get those calls.
He's one of the all-time best. He really is. He does a good job on the media and stuff. But all coaches are the same. When the game's on, they go at it. They love it.
Especially you got a guy like Coach Cal, who's been around forever, coached at all the levels from
every
NBA.
Level.
Yeah. So you know you're dealing with a guy who's seen so much basketball. There's a respect there, too.
Well, a guy like that, you don't come and tell him what you think you know or what you do. He already knows it. I mean, he knows the answer before it comes out.
Yeah.
And so
you
just have to visit with him and talk to him. And with Coach Cal, I found you got to listen a whole lot more than you speak. And because when that happens, most of the time he answers his own question, or we agree to disagree, or we agree that, yeah, I messed up and we got to move on and we're going to get better.
Coach,
I mean, that's just the way it is.
Don, are you having – have things gotten better? Are you seeing a few more people that want to get into the biz?
We are. Good. We are. And I appreciate you guys from last year, because we actually picked up two people that heard it
oh,
from
great.
The show.
Oh, so
and
nice.
I was going to – I never got a chance to tell you guys that, but they heard from the show, and they're like, yeah, this officiating, you know. One thing that they mentioned, and I think I mentioned last year, the reason I like coming on to do something like this is we want people to realize we're just normal guys, too. You know, referees aren't the bad guys that you know, yeah, we have to make sure we keep things between the lines safe and equal and all that stuff, but we're not mean people. We're just normal guys, and you can referee and be a good dude.
You can't let things get personal.
Yeah.
And it's easy. We're human to be able to do that.
100%.
You're going into the profession knowing that you want to do something that you love. That maybe you can't coach. Maybe you can't play. I don't know what it is, but you love the game. And we just know how negative things have been in the last several years.
100%.
You have to have a particular disposition. For example, here's one for our listeners. Says, the best thing that I can say about Don Daly, he's a great insurance agent.
I like this guy.
That's awesome. That's a great coach talking to you. Like, the best thing about you is
that's
you know what
good.
I'm saying.
Exactly
we
right.
We said this last year, Don. We need to get you on the show away from here.
Sure.
Get you in the studio. I don't know what your summer's like, but I need to make sure and get your number before we get out of here.
We can do it.
I think you coming on here.
He can referee the pastor. What do you do?
The clergy bowl.
The clergy bowl.
The clergy bowl.
Clergy bowl. Okay. No basketball there.
Oh, no.
But always great to see you.
Absolutely.
I'd love to have you jump back on the show when you're not working here.
Yeah.
So,
Pat, good talking to you, buddy. I know I'll be seeing you down the road. So,
will do, my brother. Thank you for everything you do. You're great.
Hey, thank you. Appreciate it.
All right,
thanks,
Pat.
Don.
See you, buddy.
Thanks. Thank you, Don. Thanks,
see
Pistol.
Thank you.
Say hello to your mother for me.
Thanks, PB. Don't go away. 9:33. Thanks to Bath Fitter and Cabot Outdoors. Here's my dream path.
Presents Razorback Graffiti every Monday with Morning Mayhem. One sentence to let the guys know how you feel about the Razorbacks from Fence Brokers going the extra mile.
This is SportsCenter.
In the World Cup over the weekend, Team USA dominated their opening match by beating Paraguay 4-1 on Friday night. United States striker Fuller and Balogun had two goals in the win. He was born in the United States by accident, as his mother was too far along in pregnancy to fly back to London. He was raised in England and could have played for Nigeria as well, but chose to play for America, likely for playing time. Team USA's next game will be against Australia on Friday. The Socceroos opened up group play by beating Turkey 2-0, which was one of the biggest surprises of the weekend. The most dominant performance of the weekend was Germany beating Curacao 7-1. There will be four games today. Action starts at 11 a.m. with Spain taking on Cape Verde and Fox. The final match of the day will start at 8 with New Zealand taking on Iran at 8 o'clock on FS1. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center with KARK's Pat Walker.
Partly cloudy today here in Central Arkansas. Little Rock will have a high of 83. Down in South Arkansas, a few scattered showers will be possible. Partly cloudy overnight, down to 67. Tomorrow, south wind returns. It'll get a little warmer. 88 the high tomorrow with a mostly sunny sky. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
New Benihana promotion. Monday and Tuesday, lunch and dinner. 10% off of everything on the menu. come to Benihana's.
Join the Zone each Monday for Game Balls and Jockstraps, brought to you by Acaddy's Touch Landscaping. Find out who made the best, average, and worst headlines in sports and entertainment each Monday as Justin and Phil give you their Game Balls and Jockstraps on the Zone from 10 till 1. It's all brought to you by Acaddy's Touch Landscaping. 501-794-2770. Call today to get your landscape updated to a whole new level and be listening for Game Balls and Jockstraps only on 103.7 The Buzz.
You asked for a premium boat at an accessible price, and Trader Bill's Outdoor Sports delivered. Introducing the new Vexus Defender, starting at under $32,000. Unlike other brands, the Defender boasts an all-welded, high-performance hull, hydraulic steering, and custom fiberglass components that give you a stronger, smoother, and drier ride. For 42 years, our award-winning family business has put sportsmen first. Experience the difference at Trader Bill's Outdoor Sports at Hot Springs or Little Rock location, or on the web at TraderBills.com.
Mike Rowe here with another fun fact. If your concrete is cracked or uneven, you can actually lift it back up. Whether it's a sinking driveway, a patio, or a sidewalk, do yourself a favor. Call Groundworks. I spent some time working with these guys. They're the real deal. Their people are trained and certified to lift your concrete slabs. Busy Dog Basement Technologies is now Groundworks. Schedule a free inspection.
Licensed in all states where work is performed. See website for details.
If you want to witness the world's biggest soccer tournament in person, look no further than Twin Peaks. Enter Twin Peaks Go for Gold giveaway presented by Michelob Ultra and Casamigos. And you could be one of the five grand prize winners who get the VIP treatment plus travel and lodging. For your chance to win unmatched views of the match, visit TwinPeaksSoccer.com to enter and choose your host city. Entries close on June 14th, so don't wait. Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views.
Camping season is here, and Razorback Camper Sales in Hot Springs is liquidating all 2026 year model travel trailers and fifth wheels. If you've been thinking about a new trailer, now is the time to buy. One of the many great deals is a 20-foot Salem with bunk beds, power awning, plywood floor, and much more for only $14,990 or $150 a month. Hurry while the selection is good. All these great deals can be seen at RazorbackCamperSales.com.
River Valley Tractor is here to help you turn your dream projects into reality. You love your land, and you have plans for it. During Kubota Orange Days, you'll love the great deals on their versatile, reliable lineup. Stop in today for the best deals of the year. Now through June 30th, 0% financing available or save up to $5,500 on select compact tractors. Sale ends soon. Go to RiverValleyTractor.com for more information.
This is Darren McFadden. I listen to Baz, Justin, and Rod because they got their wood. Enjoy Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
Oh, there's that song. Oh, ba-na-na-na-na. Is it the organ? Or no, here it is. Here it is. I want to know how to play that. Just those three chords. We got some big music birthdays today, Roger, yeah. And Christian. I don't know if you noticed, but right off the bat, Merle Haggard. I mean, sorry, Waylon Jennings, brother. Oh, yeah, yeah. Waylon Jennings' birthday is today.
Yeah, you threw out that earlier today.
Then you got Harry Nilsson, which is every... back. That's Waylon, of course.
Just a good old boy.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-boom.
Never meaning no harm.
That's just good old country and western.
Beats all you never saw. Been in trouble with the law since a baby was born.
What is he most best known for? That or for good-hearted woman?
Probably.
Or Cowboys.
Well, I think it'd be more Cowboys for you guys. I know him as just, but I know good-hearted woman as well. And who is he married to?
I don't know.
She was a fine woman. She wore a nice little headscarf.
Jesse
Coulter.
Okay,
Jesse Coulter. Who did her big hit was, My Name's Not Lisa.
Oh, yeah. What about Harry Nilsson?
Harry Nilsson.
Everybody's talking.
Yeah. Everybody's talking at me. I don't hear a word.
You know that one, Christian? You know that
Isn't
song?
Isn't that the same guy that the graffiti Isn't music is by? I'm pretty sure.
The graffiti.
Or music for graffiti, yeah. Ring of Fire.
I don't know, but isn't that in the movie with Dustin Hoffman? Everybody's talking at me.
Is it? I remember it's a 70s song, but I don't really.
Urban Cowboy, what's it called?
We got to figure out. Christian, you think that's the song for
Jumping to the Fire?
What,
yeah, that's by him.
Ba, ba,
Harry
really?
Nixon?
Yeah. I didn't know that either. Wow. I learned something new today.
What's the name of that cat? What's it? Sidewalk Cowboy. What's it called? Concrete Cowboy. What's it called?
Midnight Cowboy.
Thank you. Thank you.
John Boy. Another couple more music birthdays. Steve Walsh, who is the Kansas. Yeah. Carry on, my wayward son. Point of no return. And then Terry Gibbs, Roger. Terry Gibbs, you know what song that is.
I do. Do you know who it is, Christian?
Is that part of the Bee Gees?
No.
Nope. Good guess, though.
I will tell you.
Great song. And this is one song, isn't it?
That's the only one I know.
You're pushing it up? You going to it?
I'm trying. Here it is right here. It is...
Oh, this was the Jason Peterson's open for the segment.
Oh, it was. That's right.
Oh, my gosh. Remember that?
I do.
Shut up, you beat blank.
Somebody's knocking. Should I let them in?
Would you look at him?
The devil sent you here.
That's it. So Terry Gibbs brought that
in. Sell them on your side.
That's right.
Oh, man, that's right. Terry
Gibbs.
She was a blind singer. She was blind.
A couple of sports birthdays, a few of them. Mike Holmgren, former coach of the Green Bay Packers and Seattle Seahawks. Dusty Baker, who was, when I think of Dusty Baker, I think of him as a Brave, not a Dodger, that could go either way. Another one is Wade Boggs. Do you think of Wade Boggs as a Yankee? Or a Red Sox?
I think Red Sox more. I don't know why.
I think he started with the Red Sox and went to the Yankees. I'm sure the Yankees.
Yeah, I think of him as a Red Sox as well.
Definitely couple
don't
others,
think of him as a Devil Ray.
No. Some movie stars. Jim Belushi, how old is he, Roger? Christian?
75.
Jim is 72.
72 is correct. When you think of him as a movie, from a movie, what do you think of?
You know what? First thing always comes to mind, he played at the end of the movie Trading Places. He was drunk. He was on the plane. He was dressed in that, or on the train. He was dressed in that gorilla outfit. You know, he was drunk. That's all I know about Jim. I think he was in K-9, maybe.
He was in Michael Mann's Thief with James Caan. I think of that.
Okay.
I don't think I've seen that.
When he was in with the movie Schwarzenegger.
Willie Nelson's in that movie as well. Yeah.
Also, Jim Varney. Remember him, Rog?
Sure do. He was doing...
Ernest Goes to Jail, Ernest Saves Christmas.
Yeah. Before that, it was Twin City Motors.
Same guy?
Yeah.
Same guy?
I want to say he was.
The other one, Roger, Helen Hunt. When you think of Helen Hunt, what movie do you think of?
I think of Wet T-Shirt.
Woo!
Twister. She was in Twister. I think she also wore another wet T-shirt in Castaway. You know, because she was out in the rain.
She's
in
Castaway.
As good as it gets, that's her wet T-shirt there.
Yeah, I think a Twister probably.
She was in Castaway.
She was his wife.
Yeah. I didn't realize that. You know, some of the services. How old is she, by the way? What do you think?
She is 66.
Christian.
She is. Oh, man, I'll go 68.
63. Julie Haggerty, Roger, who is that?
She was in Airplane.
That's the only thing I know
That's
her,
all
from,
I know
yeah.
her from, yeah.
Courtney Cox, birthday is today. I think she's 62.
Yeah, but her lips are 12.
Yeah, when you think of her, do you think of, beside Friends, do you think of Cougar Town or do you think of Ace Ventura, Pet Detective?
I think of Bruce Springsteen.
Okay, very good. That's a good one. All right, this is for...
She played a smoke show, though, when they put a little bit of lipstick and rouge on her as Adam Sandler's wife when he was in the remake of The Longest Yard.
Oh, is that
she
right?
She was in that first scene. Yeah, she was really stinking it up in that one. Yeah.
How old is Ice Cube, Christian? How old is Ice Cube?
O'Shea is...
Oh, look at you.
56 today.
I go 57.
57 is correct. Do you think people know him? More people know him as an actor than a rapper now.
Probably not.
I recognize him more as that. I do.
Boys in the Hood. What else?
Listen, he's always going to be Craig. He's going to be Craig to me.
Friday is that
Craig?
Friday?
You ain't got no job. It's Friday. I'm gonna get you high.
All About the Benjamins.
Yep.
Players Club.
I think he played a fun role. He's a fun actor.
Yeah.
I think he's a fun actor. Listen, he worked his way up. His barbershop was great. Also, he played the captain in, you know, that 21 Jump Street.
Yeah, that's good. They're making another one, by the way.
Okay.
Let's see. Somebody says "Jump into the Fire" by Harry Nilsson. That's the graffiti song.
Man,
Leah,
look at you.
What?
Man, you working out, dude? I hurt my hand.
Oh, good. Yeah. Leah Remini. What do you know, Leah Remini? When you think of her, is this one thing, right?
Yeah.
King of Queens.
Well, she was in Saved by the Bell.
She was?
Yeah, I think in the after years. But she's been coming down hard on Scientology.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. She's been getting after them. She's been getting after
her,
them.
For her, yeah.
So, Roger, you this president of a country, he looks like he's must be 72. You say his name quite a bit.
I do.
You say his name quite a bit. You have fun with it. When you do it.
Oh,
it's not United States leader.
Right.
Come on.
Is it South American?
Nope.
Is it Putin? No.
Nope.
And I have fun with it?
Yes, you do. You drop his name every once in a while for a bit.
Oh, I don't. Give me a hint.
Asian.
Oh. Xi Jinping.
Xi Jinping.
Xi Jinping. How old is he?
He's 60s.
How old is Ping? Because they do their names backwards,
so
right?
Isn't
his first name Ping?
Well, this is the way they spell it. Space J-I-N-P-I-N-G.
I don't get it.
What do you call it?
Xi Jinping. So I think his first name is Ping. That's got to be, right? Don't they do the first name last?
Well,
I think
Jinping
they do it like in the phone book.
Is one word.
Oh, so Xi Ping.
Yeah.
So Xi Ping. Is that like Billy Bob?
Let's take a break. Somebody said from the 870, Julie Haggerty's Dan Haggerty's daughter, Greg Grizzly Adams. I don't know that. I mean,
I don't know.
It would make sense.
Well,
Helen Hunt went nude in the movie The Sessions. Helen Hunt went nude in the movie The Sessions. Nude from the back in the movie As Good as It Gets.
All right, I want to see it. I mean, not for me, for show prep.
Jim Belushi did his best work series in According to Jim.
Okay, TV show. Cool.
I think of Dusty Baker as a Giants manager. I get you. That makes
World
sense.
Series winner with the Astros also.
Look here. Brian's coach is going nuts, man.
Somebody says, hey, guys, what's going on? Just want to let you know there's a basketball game playing in the background of your broadcast. Makes it hard to hear. I know. We're sorry. Yeah. We're here at Summerwood Sports. They've got basketball all day today and tonight and tomorrow. And tomorrow night is their annual Big Miller Summerwood Sports basketball team game.
They have blocked the players and blocked the coach of Brian, man. He's getting after
it. Yeah, listen, he's been chewing on some boys. He's been chewing them. Of course, he's a defending state champion. Two-time, back-to-back.
He's talking to them
like
that.
He is firing them up, man.
Getting back at them, talking to them with your mouth closed like this when you talk to your kids at church. Don't move before you're over.
What do we got here, Roger? Taking a little
spray. Good-hearted woman.
A little good-hearted woman.
Willy Way.
All right, don't go away. We'll come back and wrap things up 9:48. More kids coming in, Roger. Look at them.
A good-hearted woman, loving a good-hearted man.
Hey, it's David Basil for my good friends at Bath Fitter. I've been working with Bath Fitter for over a decade now. They're a family-owned business that's been around for over 40 years, and I can vouch for the outstanding work they do. They are the pioneers of the acrylic bath industry. Bath Fitter offers a one-of-a-kind remodeling process that's easy and stress-free. They offer a wide selection of beautiful and functional showers in all shapes and sizes, and with their seamless one-piece walls and hundreds of design options, you can refresh your shower space in no time. They can even convert your existing bath into a shower. And get this, they've had over 2 million installs of fantastic showers and tubs across the South, with thousands of those coming right here in the natural state.
Yuck,
at Bath Fitter, they are the manufacturer, installer, and service provider. No subcontractors involved in the process. All are employees of the company, so they own the entire process. Right now, they have an amazing offer. Zero down, zero payments, zero interest for 12 months. They understand that families are struggling with high prices, so they are making this special offer to help. Check them out online at BathFitterLittleRock.com and tell them Basil sent you.
1 in 4 men over 40 have low testosterone, y'all. 100% of them can get their testosterone levels back if they so choose to. Low T Center tailors their TRT to every man to make sure his levels are where they need to be. Head on over to fixmylowt.com to book your free T test. That's fixmylowt.com.
Hey, this is Chris Walker with Fence Brokers. Looking for top quality fencing at unbeatable prices? At Fence Brokers, we're your local fence distributor with everything you need. Wood, vinyl, chain link, ornamental iron, entry estate gates, access control, and more. Whether you're a contractor contractor or do-it-yourself homeowner. Our staff of experts will help you find the perfect solutions for your project. Fast delivery, huge selection, and personalized service set us apart. Visit us in Bryant or find us at fencebrokers.com to submit a quote. Fence Brokers, going the extra mile.
Join the Zone this Friday with Justin and Phil broadcasting live from UAMS Health Ortho Now, the walk-in orthopedic clinic located inside the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital on the UAMS campus in Little Rock. Ortho Now provides fast, expert care for orthopedic injuries with no appointment required. The Zone, starting at 10 at UAMS Health Ortho Now, right here on 103.7 The Buzz.
There's nothing better than calling the Hogs with your fellow Razorback fans. Now's the time to start making lasting family memories with the Hogs by joining the Razorback Foundation. Annual memberships start as low as $50 per year. The financial support provided by Razorback Foundation members makes a once-in-a-lifetime experience possible for more than 465 student-athletes. Your gifts provide scholarships, academic support, training in nutrition, as well as professional and personal development assistance. Razorback Foundation members earn access to season tickets, priority seating and parking, tailgating, invitations to exclusive coaches and player events, as well as discounts to local restaurants and Hog Heaven stores. Your support will help the Razorbacks continue the path of success and bring home even more SEC and national championships. Text JOIN to 479-349-4313 or visit RazorbackFoundation.com for more information. That's JOIN to 479-349-4313. Can't wait to see you on the Hill. Go Hogs.
Serious injuries happen every day.
If it happens to you, don't wait. Dial 8.
Dial 8 for Rainwater Holton and Sexton.
888-8888.
Anywhere in the state, dial 8.
We've got you covered, Arkansas.
Responsible attorney, Michael Rainwater and Bob Sexton.
U.S. Truck Accessories salutes all active military and veterans. Now through July 4th, U.S. Truck Accessories is paying your sales tax in honor of your service. From bedliners and trailer hitches to steps, grill guards, bumpers, and lift kits, if it's for your truck, they've got it. With professional installation you can trust. With two convenient locations in Conway and Searcy, U.S. Truck Accessories is your truck parts superstore. Veteran owned and operated. Visit them online at ustruckaccessories.net.
Out of Bounds Hotline on 103.7 The Buzz is presented by D3 Auto Sales, Arkansas's number one independent used car dealership, specializing in level and lifted trucks. D3AutoSales.com.
Jason Bonham's Led Zeppelin Evening, live. An unforgettable evening of Led Zeppelin's greatest hits and deepest cuts. Friday, August 28th at Oaklawn Events Center. Get tickets now at oaklawn.com. Jason Bonham's Led Zeppelin Evening. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Hey, it's Randy Rainwater from Drive Time Sports. Rick Schaefer and I will be joined by Neil Atkinson from Bed Saracen, Trey Biddy, thanks to Chris Crane Hyundai, and Genesis of Conway, and Kevin Hoopscoot McPherson from Hogville.net. It's all right here from 4 to 7 on 103.7 The Buzz.
Want to see our beautiful faces? Catch Morning Mayhem streaming live every day on YouTube, X, and Facebook. Just search 103.7 The Buzz.
All right, 9:53 here in Bryant at the Summerwood Sports Basketball Team Camp. I'm tell you, Christian, if I don't know, you know, you love basketball, and so you know, basketball is a little bit different than other sports. The fact that also, like right now, you've got like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. There are like 8 basketball teams in this gym. 8. You know, you got 4 that are playing right now, and the 4 that are here afterwards. And it's just, you know, you just got that energy vibe here. Everybody's getting ready to do their thing, and it's competitive. One game's 40-30. Looks like Bryant is going to beat Maumelle 40-30. That clock's about out. Let me see. Time's about out. And I think it was Lamar is down by like 25. They are struggling with Bologna. So anyway, some great basketball being played here. Do want to thank the Hendricks family for inviting us out here. We'll be back in studio tomorrow. And also let me know Justin or Phil here. Get there. Hey, Phil, what's up, buddy?
Hey, good morning. What's going on, guys?
Just having fun out here at Summerwood Sports. Really nice facility. Phil, I don't know if you've been out here before, but it is as nice as anything you can find in Dallas or Atlanta or Vegas. Just really top-notch facility. And They got also you got a basketball referee camp going on at the same time.
I like
time.
That. Yeah. I hope we can get Don on the show.
Yeah.
Don was great, by the way, David. Don was fantastic.
We like him.
Yeah.
Phil, what's going on the zone today?
Well, we got Ken Duke stopping by. We're having fun with him. Getting balls and jock straps. Really just like recapping what I thought was an amazing sports weekend. What was the best game
so
you
much.
Watched over the weekend? The College World Series, World Cup, NBA Finals, Stanley Cup. It was just kind of nonstop.
It's so much, yes. I mean, you had every sport. We were talking about this. You're track and field. It's just everything.
Pretty much. And that's what I did over the weekend is I hung out at home on the couch. And just from noon until night, there was always some game to watch. Now, I did watch a couple of shows. So I just didn't get off my butt very much.
Did I hear you were sick or had a voice issue last Friday?
It was too much mustard on the hot dog that I had at the Travs game Thursday night. It just had this really nasty reaction to just some horseradish in the back of my throat.
Wow. Never heard of that before.
But I've never had
neither
horseradish.
Neither had I. It was the first time it had ever happened. Hopefully the last.
Yeah, it's sort of weird, you know, that means the collegiate season, unless you've got a team in the College World Series, you're done. Track and field's done. Again, if you're watching the College World Series, you're lucky to have a team there. NBA is over. Hockey's over. You
got
Major League Baseball.
David, if you're a Razorback fan, it's all about who you're rooting. If you're watching these College World Series games, it's who you're rooting against, not who you're rooting for.
Yeah. Who do we want to win out of the SEC teams? If one's going to win, who do we want to win?
Of Evils?
We want somebody out of the SEC to win the national championship. I would say it would be North Carolina, which basically tells you we don't want any of the SEC teams.
If say North Carolina gets knocked out, you have to pick one. Okay, if we're going to have one, who is it going to be?
Oh, you're going to put me on the spot. I mean, I would say Georgia, just because I think the dominance that they've shown this year, if they'd be able to cap off regular season, tournament, and then national champions.
We like Wes Johnson, right? We like Wes Johnson. They're unbelievable. They're just like, I forget the nickname I heard somebody, Bruiser Bombers or something. I forget what it is, but they just, you talk about power. And they haven't. When's the last time they won the national championship in baseball?
Oddly enough, they're the first SEC team to win the national title, and that happened in 1990. And that was the last time that they won.
Wow. Roger, we will be back in studio tomorrow.
In the friendly confines of the Oakland Racing Casino Resort Studios of Signal Media.
I'm coming to Clarksville Rotary Club tonight. Jessica's speaking, and I'm there to support her.
Oh, nice.
I'll not be speaking myself.
Nice.
Christian, good job back in the studio. We'll be back tomorrow morning. Thanks again to the Hendricks family for having us out here.
Thank you to Summerwood Sports Family Market. It's Big Monday at Family Market Stores. Make sure you get there and get you some gas. Save you a couple of bucks.
Is Justin with you today?
Yeah, he'll be in studio any minute now.
Gotcha. All right, thanks everyone for listening. We appreciate you. Can't do it without you. See you tomorrow. Hashtag blast. Goes up next.
It's Christian Weaver here. Can we agree that summer is way better when your body actually cooperates? Because if joint pain is slowing you down, knees, hips, shoulders, back, you're probably missing out on the best parts of summer. Maybe it's walking the neighborhood, playing with the grandkids, golfing, fishing, hiking, or just getting through the day without hurting. That's why so many people are turning to QC Kinetics. They're the nation's leader in